Blog Talk Radio.
Your co-host Gil G. He'll be here a little bit later on. Possibly. We'll find out. But I say we keep the fucking wicked rolling and keep on going straight through it. Since we didn't finish it off last night, I say we get straight back into it. Y'all, here we go. Kicking off with The Water. Track number 10 off of the new Lords album. Here we go.
Life follows life as we live and learn. Finally, we get some control over our instincts and move up into the water, which is the intellectual mind. We become a thinking person, someone who is able to make decisions logically, someone who has basic control over the instinctive emotions, so that when threatened, he or she doesn't automatically become angry and fight.
Alright, so let's see here. Up next, give me 1 second. This is Villainous.
Psychotically villainous, it's how I'm killing this shit. The very top of your head is where I'm drilling this bit. Dropping a straw, drink in and suck it all out. Your eyeballs sink in and fucking fall out. I got my own murder special on A&E. They got a big burly biker guy playing me. A true cannibal prime boss with fat neck tests. I choke them all with one hand, but that neck snaps.
Say hello to the bad guy, bye to the sunlight. When the dust settles, one chance in a gunfight. Call me nefarious, diabolical and vicious. When you get home and your family is missing. Villainous, killing is for too many ways. Watching blood sprayed and body slay weeks, not days. Scattered like leaves off trees, strewn about. Each one planted with a lotus cross in its mouth.
Wicked sinister. Wow. Horrible and more.
Death is beating at your door.
Unlock the villainous.
Dark Lotus.
Murderous and vile.
I'm the Joker's laughing gas in the face of the Caden Spader. Villainous, villainous, venomous like a Manny Brock. I'm the villain locked and loaded as if I was dead shot. The Undertaker from the old school when he used to rock the tie and tell everyone to rest in peace, wanting for them to die. The villain stroking his mustache while the damsel tied to the train track, and the train is soon approaching, there's only time left to nap.
In the darkest back alleys, beneath the radar, underneath the concrete in the cellar, where the rats are in the bowels of earth, moving through the roots like the underground network of villains. We live in proof, and we taking up under our wings. Misguided souls put together an army and headed up the paved roads. Riot, mayhem, unprovoked attacking. Villainous thoughts mixed with murderous actions.
Wicked sinister. Horrible and more.
Kept it gushing, I let them flatline. Had them all waking up at time.
You can follow me on the blood in my artery. In the partially heartily, I'm bringing the drama like it's a prophecy. And it's hard to be anything less than them villainous. Like 100 knives in the chest of villainous.
Villainous, I'm unlocking on all the ego ones. Watching and plotting for the return. No matter villainous walking, I'm coming and shunning those who wish I never were rose. And willing to put the killing, so villainous, no control. Suicide is just too easy. When needed, you must believe it. Put all the pain that I have into my gun and release it. I'm just a killer, killing wicked in the Lotus. I stand and go in villainous on everyone who says that I can't.
Wicked sinister, horrible and more.
Death is beating at your door.
Unlock the villainous,
Dark Lotus.
Murderous and vile.
Alright, up next, track number 12. This is 45 minutes.
Yeah. they kill that vermin. Trap door dropped open, the rope snapped tight, but still he up there squirming. Alive, hanging in the heat, hear him gasping, kick his feet. Mortified people screaming in fright, but the little kids think it's sweet.
I am the executioner, send them to Lucifer. I'm from with the cross, call me the crucifer. Trip the damn code, body falls ticking and dangles. The silent anatomy and strangles, the crowd roars, anticipates his doors. Thirsty for death and they wanna see more. Shit's in the grown, time niggas don't sit the three watch, we'll take a dirt till he gone.
And good. His arms are tied up behind his back, should kill him, someone should. His neck is stretching longer, the rope is that much stronger. His body sways in a gentle breeze, the sight is something somber.
His feet tangle and his throat gets tangled with a rope that strangles every bit of breath that's left out of his body until nothing's left. And I gotta be honest, I feel it in my chest. I'm a witness where the sickness who loves to watch him hang from a distance. Victim swinging until they're all witless. 45 minutes at least, someone in this.
What kept him alive?
Looking hella trippy, 15, less than a full whole 60 minutes of life, a silence of sight with two wrongs combined together in an effort to make things right. Riding signs of crowd soaked in violence, everyone stands still like a bunch of stone giants. Looking down on him as he swings and sway, he will not die until the motherfuckers all go away.
He swings, swings, jerks, jerks. A vulture nearby lurks, lurks. As he spins up on that rope, we wonder if it hurts, hurts. Hear him gasp for breath, breath. His soul is fighting death, death. If he gives up and lets go, show's over, nothing's left, left.
Would you speed it up or slow it down with punches and kicks?
kicks, try to control its power. Say when it gongs and ticks, or would you stop and try to rewind it and learn all its tricks? Well, you're just wasting your time. Nobody controls its pace, bitch. If you stare at the mirror, age will creep over your face. Warm blood will coagulate the same rate as we vanish. Even newborn cuties will all get old and be banished.
Bitches, I be swimming, swimming. Voices in my head, crazy eyes, see me grinning, grinning. Looking at the person in the mirror, looking back, back. Covered in blood, heart attack. Covered in blood, grab the gat. Put it to my temple, but I don't pull the trigger, cause I ain't ready to shoot myself in the head. Realizing I'm a ghost and I'm watching the blood coagulate around my body, cause I'm already dead. Blood, hole, dark, petal, lotus, flower, bitter, sour. Blood, power, take, focus, dark, lotus.
Blood, see, blood, wounds and pools, fly. Sticking or waking her, you go aggravate. Bopping the lotus and I'm taking her truth. Backing her loose with nothing to lose, and must again. Ride together deep in your veins. Spread out the open artery and the bloodprint we remain. If better so doesn't know the bullshit that your spitting is quite irrelevant. Like trying to send a force off in the bin, and it all depends on who's sending it. Born again Christians, I don't miss this. Time to bear witness, go to sick, disinfecting the business. Call for conditions, pray for forgiveness. Lay on the business.
In a pool of blood, my vision been red. Can't repent, I'm a grown man now, my mind in the blood. Mama said I've lost my sense, everywhere that I'm at, all I hear in my head is the beat of a heart. I gotta make it quick, so I got me a knife and I stab a fool dead. It's just another life, and to me it ain't shit. Couple of minutes of peace, finally put all of this bullshit behind me. I wish it was just that simple, but it aches up still. Just a struggle, though, rocking this pain. And fuck what you said, and fuck what you heard, and fuck apologies, too little, too late. So I take my fucking head to this, put your fucking head and watch your blood go where you learn.
Notice we'll explode this. And in Corrodus, the souls from beyond the sun are the ones who forebode this. As was told to who done the lost son of Osmosis. So plant your seeds in that dirty mud, cause hells be the grossest. So don't be scared to water them with blood. The stems will grow fast. The great knowledge of the future comes from knowing your past. The five petals of the pot come from the god you trust. Isn't it obvious? Just forever dark. Lotus.
the dust from? Is it breath of demons lung? Is it the hell the Bible warns will come? The end for some. The lotus never passed a fade. Growing shade of light. Timing's always right. Never ever is an end in sight. I know your Thursday. Drought's done your third day. Corroded you eternally. And with the dust you blow away.
No sun needed. No water needed. Repeated. No water needed. The seed needed. Moonlight just defeated. It blooms, blossoms, and flourishes. Possible to encourage, depress, and discourage. Under moon rays, they the purest. In a crowd, I'm all about keeping the consistent love flowing. Mixed with the ultraviolet rays, these pods, they keep growing. I don't need a moment. These crosses on our face repel opponents and reflect like a mirror showing true power. Now don't it.
We don't wanna break the drought. We don't wanna
up, which means the game's over. Sayonara, out of luck. Fuck, my skin's drying up and starts to crack. Ribs sticking out my skin, bones poking out my back. I'm steady losing my vision, cause my eyes are sinking. Teeth falling out one by one, body rotten, stinking. Bones popping out their sockets as I crawl to my tomb. The daylight's killing me, rejuvenate with the next moon.
On us for months, the once nourishing stems are withered down into stumps. Leaves crack like a vampire's pale flesh. Tell me why the fuck are the gods being so selfish? Time moves slower than a slug across a hot rock. You hear the tick, but an hour passed before the talk. In this drought, all my seeds can do is pout. Thank God it don't take rain for a real lotus to sprout.
We don't wanna break the drought.
For me, feeling like I might die, put a deal up high, let the black rain all come falling down on me. My garden full of souls, some heartless, some emotional, but I hope you know that I get to grow from the moonlight, battles individuals, fuck residual. I don't need a goddamn penny if my life ain't dealt, just too many to use my help, that's all that matters, nothing else, not the stores, not the shelves, not the women, not the wealth, can ever change your drought, I'm dealt, so sometimes I cry for myself.
We don't wanna break the drought.
An endangered species of lotus flower has dried up. The Solanaya Pad Reserve was home to the Kamara lotus flower, featured on the International Red List of Critically Endangered Species. Many other rare and protected species share this unique ecosystem. The lake was bought by businessmen in 2008, and locals hold them responsible for its demise. Ecologists flagged up the danger early last year, and in December the lake became state property, but by then it was unfortunately too late.
Mud, water, and finally air. Three states is
rise of the lotus till you'll notice we there. The heat from the sun vanished life into dust. Rain clouds in the sky above us, why don't you bust? Let it rain, cool waters over fields so bland. Drain down, filling up ponds and the land. Lotus flowers float upon the waters you give. Come and nourish our souls, we need your gift to live.
I sit by the window pane, waiting for the wind and rain. When will it fall down again? Make me strong inside and well. People come along and hear the words of the song, and everybody sings along as the rain is making us strong. And even when it's gone, I can feel it raining on me. So let the song be the proof that the rain is just what we need.
For all.
Guide my sail. The rain colors my petals. Without it, I'm pale.
Up from the mud, the stem to the bud. Flowers need rain. To them, it's like blood.
Without water drops, everything stops. Death to the crops, ecosystem flops. Therefore, let the winds blow the gray clouds in. Sound the thunder, let the rain begin. Let the rain begin. Let the rain begin. Let the rain begin.
Let it flow like the River Jordan, baptized and renewed in the rain like the Son of Man in John's hands. Bow your head, Father of the Lotus, grant the hopeless rain to sustain. Roots deep down ingrained, winds on the plains, ain't no change in the sky from the clouds that form in the night way up high. Let it rain down, let it saturate the ground with the gift that brings life to everything around.
For all.
Exception to the rain, the night's so silent, it's an easy storm. Let the lotus flourish, rain drops on its petals, the food to nourish. When the skies and the land below get along, its colors are bright and its stem is strong. Let it rain in the woods, let it rain in town, in the driest deserts, let the rain come down. Let the rain come down, let the rain come down.
Drops in the form of tears, no umbrellas are needed here. Waiting waist deep in water was corrosion from a drought as they withered, waiting in fear. The first crack of thunder, the lightning appeared clear. Was a sign from the heavens, more rain would soon be near. Uncontrollable thirst, eyes are fixed to the sky as we wait for the magical rain that heal and bring life. Rejuvenating through the night, making everything right.
For all.
Rain, let it pour. How about a rainstorm?
For all.
For all of those trying to grow,
let the rain come down. Let the rain come down.
Careful.
Those drying in the heat of the sun, let it rain. Let it pour. How
Flipping your homeboy off just cause he got cut off in traffic.
That precious said I represent my dollar bill and 30 cents. Picking me up a 40 after that up into the venue where my homie always hit me up. He said I got the hook, what's up? I got a 50 on it, so you know I'm not gonna give a fuck. That weed about to rock and show. The ringtone goes up on my phone. Bitches wanna chill before I rip my fucking microphone. Crew is hella tripping, yo. We got 10 minutes till we go. Hit the ground, bust his eye. Pickety press like smoking pounds.
F to the R, E, S to the H. Family remains eternal. Stop hating. The fresh crew bless you haters with greatness. Drop a fresh crew album hitting platinum status. You can't break us. International players in this bitch. Props to the six ninjas. They the Canada click. And props to the big titty chick that they roll with. Them some fresh motherfuckers to rock a show with. No shit.
I'm waiting on the rain. Waiting on the pain to come. And I know it's gonna come. I'm waiting on the
catch me doing that, the way you rapping tough, that keep me sane to make me backtrack. Do a time that if you looked at me wrong, I'd probably smash you in the head with my bat or an 8-foot bomb. Some say it's wrong, but it's my ride away. Live my life day to day, fresh rapping in disarray. So if you gotta hate, I'm Mr. Mike Bone. Dub love, no joke, leaving them all dead and choke.
Fresh be my friendship with family forever. Fake friends get fucked, your face gets fractured. Foolish little phonies finally feeling for better. Blunt, fuck these punks, I'm fucking smashing you bastards. What, remember OT? Your fucking homie, the same motherfucker you left all by his lonely. I'm a never quitter, I come sicker than the rest. And I fucking know that I'm fresh, God bless.
I'm waiting on the rain, waiting on the pain to come. And I know it's gonna come. I'm waiting on the
what's fresh to me is fucking any bitch that I want and dropping it with my nut sack.
White, two girls in one cup, she's trying to not get sick while she watches that shit and that plus for dinner.
You
know what's fresh to me? Having a smoke like fucking a bitch with no dong bag.
Clinton, blunt dipping and nipple pinching, twisting. What? What?
I'm waiting on the love. I'm looking, but it ain't no love.
All the motherfuckers that ain't down with me, because they make me shine harder than ever, so fuck you.
I'm waiting on the love, looking for it, ain't no love, homie, it ain't no love. I'm waiting on the rain, waiting on the pain to come, and I know it's gonna come. I'm waiting on the love, looking for it, ain't no love, homie, it ain't no love.
Man, what's fresh to me is seeing 13-year-old kids
trying to fuck other 12-year-old kids at the Aurora Mall. What?
I'm waiting on the love. I'm looking, but it ain't no love. Homie, it ain't no love. I'm waiting on the rain. Waiting on the pain to come. And I know it's gonna come. I'm waiting on the love. I'm looking, but it ain't no love.
What I think is fresh is smoking a joint while getting a blowjob on the toilet. What?
I'm waiting on the love. I'm looking, but it ain't no love. Homie, it ain't no love. I'm waiting on the rain. Waiting on the pain to come. And I know it's gonna come. I'm waiting on the love. I'm looking, but it ain't no love. Homie, it ain't no love.
Yo, what I think is fresh is fucking a bitch in the ass right before I bust that donkey punch that bitch in the back of the head. What?
I'm waiting on the love.
Yo, what I think is fresh, new tattoos without Hep C. What?
I'm waiting on the love, looking, but it ain't no love.
Sending tracks to each other and using Bluetooth and knowing tracks ain't got shit. What?
I'm waiting on the love. I'm looking, but it ain't no love. Homie, it ain't no love. I'm waiting on the rain. Waiting on the pain to come. And I know it's gonna come. I'm waiting on the love. I'm looking, but it ain't no love. Homie, it ain't no love.
Man, what's fresh to me is recording in a studio where I can see the dude's refrigerator or sinking computer. What?
I'm waiting on the love.
Hey yo, you know what's fresh to me? The motherfucking crew, cause we're just like the NWO.
I'm waiting on the love. Looking, but it ain't no love.
New caddies, new Impalas. What?
I'm waiting on the love. I'm looking, but it ain't no love. Homie, it ain't no love. I'm waiting on the rain. Waiting on the pain to come. And I know it's gonna come. I'm waiting on the love. I'm looking, but it ain't no love. Homie, it ain't no love.
Yo, fresh to me. Big blunt. Fat tits.
Cause I ain't seen that shit, but I heard it's pretty fresh. Yo, what?
I'm waiting on the love. I'm looking, but it ain't no love. Homie, it ain't no love. I'm waiting on the rain. Waiting on the pain to come. And I know it's gonna come. I'm waiting on the love. I'm looking, but it ain't no love. Homie, it ain't no love.
Yo, you know what's fresh to me? My motherfucking brother's too thick and too thin. Let the good karma begin.
I'm waiting on the love. Looking, but it ain't no love. Homie, it ain't no love. I'm waiting on the rain. Waiting on the pain to come. And I know it's gonna come. I'm waiting on the love. Looking, but it ain't no love. Homie, it ain't no love.
Man, what's fresh to me is kicking it with the homies in line, smoking a fat blunt and not giving a fuck. What?
I'm waiting on the love. Looking, but it ain't no love. Homie, it ain't no love. I'm waiting on the rain. Waiting on the pain to come.
Right here knowing Rex got a ride and I'm in the booth and Otis is a small nigga. What?
I'm waiting on the love. I'm looking, but it ain't no love. Homie, it ain't no love. I'm waiting on the rain. Waiting on the pain to come. And I know it's gonna come. I'm waiting on the love. I'm looking, but it ain't no love. Homie, it ain't no love.
Hey yo, you know what's fresh to me? Some motherfucking gummy bears. I fucked that one up.
Yo, I think I'm going to drop that one.
Plane. 95, my life was frustrated, so I developed my mentals and let the funk be created. Then I hit the stage with my homie Blaze, thugging for life. City to city tours under the lights, straight out of Detroit, grinding warrior, baby. I ain't never gonna stop, my heat's never on safety. This is psychopathic bitch, boy, and we so sweet. What you know about the label running under the streets? This be anybody killer, homie, like me or not. Over 100,000 shows, bitch, with one pop and drop.
We keep grinding. truths.
My days are long and lonely. Black rain is right before me.
Real underground, baby.
My brain does nothing for me. This pain will be my story.
I'm hiding under the floor like Saddam, but I'm doing it because I love it, and I'm underground, baby, real underground, baby. I'm hiding under the floor like Saddam, but I'm doing it because I love it, and I'm underground, baby, real underground.
underground, baby. I'm hiding under the floor like Saddam, but I'm doing it because I love it, and I'm underground, baby. Real underground, baby. I'm hiding under the floor like Saddam, but I'm doing it because I love it, and I'm underground, baby. Real underground, baby. I'm hiding under the floor like Saddam, but I'm doing it because I love it, and I'm underground, baby. Real underground, baby.
Face radio. Face radio. Alright, yo, up next, brand new Venom, Stay Drippin', The Godmother.
Can take a page from the criminal playbook, where some of the greatest gangsters of all time were, you guessed it, women. Woman you voted number 3 in our killer countdown is better than Drifted. It's not personal. It's strictly business.
Phenomenal flow, cause this economy blows. I won't settle for rockin' fake diamonds, honestly, bro. A steady botany, though. Hydroponic plants, I be smoking all heavily. Better be dopey, I got a chronic sin. A strong demeanor, I'm so nice to meet you. How you doing? I'm here to please the people. So that means I gotta murk you on your track every time I do it. 16 for the river water flow. I'm flowing, I said rolling up that easy. You know that they be congruent. Had a dream about making a meal, so you know I gotta pursue it. More lyrical than most of you bitches, I'm queen so proud. Been the best around the old with these petty hoes, no doubt. Let's see how far that goes when you round. Get bodied after I leave you where you don't know none of your surroundings. I'll leave you drowning in a puddle of your own blood. They hit the doobie, walk away, so get it understood. That I left my heart at my cousin's funeral in November 2013 was the year I start to remember that I don't give a fuck about shit. Except for making Skrilla into Apple, you fuck bitch, you can't even call you contented. Get away with murder like I was the first offender. Plead guilty anyway, this fucking public defender. I get judged on being white and because of my gender. But I got more heart than most of these. No white flag outside of my door, I leave it unlocked. Come in and meet my fofo, I keep that shit cocked. Then get your shit knocked, out of socket. You telling me what I need to do? Get you out of pocket.
My father taught me many things. He taught me listening. He taught me, keep your friends close.
Put your enemies close.
Started off like any other friend.
Bitch, look at
get the fuck to the back of the nine. Line the Jose, you my cousin, like my mama and your mama sisters or something. Oh yeah, we down, go ahead, let them in. Bah! Knuckle hammers to the chin. Be down with me and I'll be down back. Put my dick in your mouth, you're gonna hit your neck snap.
Crank.
In fact, ho, fuck out my butt. Ask questions like a mutt, but ain't down the fuck.
Nope.
You see him come, you see him go, you see him come again. From my dick to twist his dick, and then to finally chase dick, to blaze his dick. Try to grope us with their paws. Goddamn hound dogs.
Wow, wow, wow.
In the club, smoking on the square, step on out to get a little fresh air, but I can't do that, I get attacked like a cardiac, people run from front to back, I like side net, ain't nothing wrong with giving me props, but acting like the punk ass cops are swinging off my knuckles, gotta stop, walk around, spreading rumors like you know, singing shit, you heard me tell a hoe after a show, oh me, I don't play that shit one bit, fuck around and get your head cut off right quick, psychopathic bitch, boy, beat the axe, specializing in splitting a hound dog back. Plotting against the whole world of facts. So get off my dick and I'm out like that.
Alright, y'all. Yeah. Wait, come here. Oh my god, you don't remember me?
No.
I had a crush on you for like 9 years.
I don't know you, fat bitch.
It's me, Jenny. I sat behind you in Miss Crowberry's chemistry class.
Bitch, I ain't even go to school.
No, I'm saying if you were to sit there, it would have been the shit.
Bitch,
you can sign my shirt.
Yeah, I remember school. Hoes back then was like,
yo, Bruce, I am.
Years passed by, and look, I'm a star. Oh. Now on them hoes like,
yo, Bruce,
I'm still that nerdy-ass voodoo nut. Now I got hound dogs sniffing my butt. I could have a worm hanging out of my dick hole, and they'd be like,
well, I think it's cute, though.
Miss me with all that, I ain't changed any. Look at me, I make Big Pun look skinny. I'm ugly as fuck, resembling a Klingon. Hoes still let me get my dang-a-ling-a swing on. What up with these pop kids buying my shit? Mainstream groupies, get off my dick. I wanna see real juggalos at shows. Fuck these backstreet Richie fake hoes. Like I'm a set of titties.
autographing t-shirts, hats, and socks. This bitch don't even know Riddle Box. Real juggalos don't want no picture. They just walk up like,
what up, nigga?
After that, they give a fuck where I'm headed. They're like, fuck him, we looking for netting. And I don't need any more free tattoos. Got my arms looking like Motley Crue. I could be talking to the finest bitch in the land, and you run up like,
hey, what up, man?
That's when I slap you right on the spot and have Billy Bill pull down in the parking lot. Do I think I'm better cause netting comes easy? For shazy, bitch. Bottom line, yours, get off our balls. Psychopathic out like Biggie Smalls.
Hit me high.
You know they say it's all we've come from the bottom, right? That's why you can't see the top. But I'm gonna try. When that momentum get in you, it's hard to slow a real nigga down. He go by the name of Stevie Stone.
Oh, well, I'm back home in an extension. I straddle your opposition. They playing me, they playing. Now I'll be ripping, motherfucker, with a chip, and put a head for the chairs in the hip, cause I'm loud and abrupt, I'm loud and abrupt, when I speak, the ground straight in the stiffest strangers of Homer. I'm on it. Godzilla can hear me around the corner. I'm on it. I'm an animal, vicious, you know I wanna. I'm on it. Some fire, Tony, bad bitches, sipping Corona. Unleash, unleash, trigger. In the middle of the 5-7 triple, I am that nigga. 13 million, 130, 130,000 momentum. Hardly make a nigga wanna serve him or hold him with venom. I'm out of wild, I break 3,000. Inertia, nigga, no gravity around him. I'm pushing on him, the money counting. The fire on the scene, brain on water pounding. Still pop, I pray, momentum. I'm on it. If I see it, I want it, I go and get it. I'm on it. If you're looking for competition, come get it. I'm on it. Rolling stone, keep rolling and rolling on. I'm on it. Momentum. 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 Momentum. I'm on it. Momentum. Momentum. I'm on it. You know I'm on it. Nina told me to get 'em. Coming from rock bottom, somewhere in the Pova building. I get the buck and they dress and they catch a feeling. Superstar in the making, kept them made in the million. I'm on it. Difference with Casa, we wander and cause a ruckus. I'm on it. Too many fingers, I'm hollering, screaming, fuck it. You prime, you can't touch it. Prime, you best tuck it. I follow dollar lines, I'm mindless, toy lucky. Coupon and I duck it. Find the cold getter. A ball with a cold fan, country ass nigga.
right, let the camera roll. Come on, bitch. Put this fucking barrel in your mouth. Yeah, suck that shit. Suck it good. Take it all the way in. Yeah. That's it. Uh-huh. That's a good girl. Oh, don't cry. It'll all be over soon.
Another shot, take another hit. Pop another pill until you feel like a piece of shit. One more risk to kill her with a fucking loaded gun. And she took a finger ready to go kill for fun. Pull it on the stash and make her get inside my trunk. Sorry about the stash, so watch before you really stunk. Better be quiet, you're very good, you better cooperate. Nobody wants to die first, but it's your bloody fate. Fuck, and her brains go splat. Look it on with the rape when I'm done. You will die, stupid bitch. You will die with my dick up your ass and the spot from a gun. In your head, in your chest, but in peace you won't trust. But believe that the race will not stop. Never stop till someone takes a place. Missing half for her face in my dungeon. Mind, but you're shot. Screaming, you will die. You run and you will die. Even if you try to call for help, you're gonna die. Pray another beck and die. Regardless, I don't feel ya. No matter how many kids to cry, I'm about to kill ya. Screaming, you will die. You run and you will die. Even if you try to call for help, you're gonna die. Pray another beck and die. Regardless, I don't feel ya. No matter how many kids to cry, I'm gonna fucking kill ya.
I'll kill you. Get choked out like jujitsu. Put you in the ground with the mildew. I'll send you. And listen what I'm thinking, bitch. This is what I will do. Run up in that pussy with a Genzu or venue. Way I be cutting, that's the way I be fucking. Hit you from the back, literally from the back, you get bludgeoned. Grab a hammer and snuff him in the back with the blood in. Way I love busting, gripping her ass with the blood rushing. Now they come here to play game, raising her name vain. When I say give me brains, bitch, give me a brain. I ain't playing, think I came to get brainwashed. Came to break walls, fuck you wrong with a chainsaw. Yeah, and this bad ain't for baseball. See off on your head when I swing for your face, doll. And great plot is something I still do. Trust me, I'll find one after I fuck you and kill you.
Screaming, you will die, you running, you will die. Even if you try to call for help, you're gonna die. Pray another beck and die, regardless I don't feel ya. No matter how many kids to cry, I'm about to kill ya. Screaming, you will die, you running, you will die. Even if you try to call for help, you're finna die. Pray another beck and die, regardless I don't feel ya. No matter how many kids to cry, I'm gonna fucking kill ya.
I play to your throat when you're sucking on my dick. Last bottle in your ass when I'm cutting off your shit. Then I kick you in the face, open your mouth and take a shit. Come and stab you with a knife, take who you think you fucking with, bitch. I'm relentless, names on a hit list. Crossing niggas out every time that I get pissed. Shooting snuff pills, mass murder with my miss. Shut out the LSD and everybody on the sick shit. Freaking nigga, mice up on the fist, get your clenched fist. Spitting out your teeth, you won't really need a dentist. My penis is what you talking on, why you begging forgiveness? I'm vicious, I wanna rip you in pieces of when I finish. I murder your family, drinking everybody in the Senate. The menace, and I'll be getting every one of my nemesis. 7 day cerebellum, this memorable for the emphasis. Rep the mark of the beast, my ways are very devilish.
Shooting, you will die, you running, you will die. Even if you try to call for help, you're gonna die. Pray another beck and die, regardless, I don't feel ya. No matter how many kids to cry, I'm about to kill ya. Screaming, you will die, you running, you will die. Even if you try to call for help, you're finna die. Pray another beck and die, regardless, I don't feel ya. No matter how many kids to cry, I'm gonna fucking kill ya. Я сына куски его руками укусую, вас окорлы или подло наш ты красный на бомб. Потому что стало скучно, душно, душно, а сразу убиваю, расчленяю, пихаю по гробам. И мне насрать, что с ними похоронят, на то и годен частный похоронный дом. А трупу легкий, если был он обескровен, и как батон нарезан по фальшивым домам. Как в страшной сказке, убийца ходит в маске, и нападает на прохожих в темноте. И вот никто уже не ходит без опаски, мне космолнии лица боятся все. Зачем бояться, лучше ведь смеяться, как сумасшедший, если жутко как во сне. С колен подняться, ну а там стреляться, или вершиться, чтобы жертвам не даться мне. Screaming, you will die, running, you will die. Even if you try to call for help, you're gonna die. Pray another beck and die, regardless I don't feel ya. No matter how many kids to cry, I'm about to kill ya. Screaming, you will die, running, you will die. Even if you try to call for help, you're finna die. Pray another beck and die, regardless I don't feel ya. No matter how many kids to cry, I'm gonna fucking kill ya.
Joker, Joker, Joker. If she tries. wondering now how my mind works. Keep thinking that a broken bone don't hurt. Keep thinking that she cool to me. What do you believe when I come to find out some dirt? I'm a little sick and tripping. What the fuck is really going on? Got my head right, but my mind is gone. Thinking about choking a bitch, but it's all wrong. She about to find out what's happening. I'm so close and she wondering, is it really safe with me, or will it be lightning and thundering? Hold up, hold up, I don't wanna lose you. What you gonna do, just run away? But I'm right behind you, who knew you would try to just fade away? She means everything to me, I'ma do anything to keep her close. Even if that means cutting up a throat. Hold her tight when the blood's dripping on the floor. Holding her ass down, turning that smile to a frown. Use her own blood to make her drown now. Drown now, now. I'ma be the one and I'ma kill it, yeah. And now your family ain't never visit, yeah. Haven't even left it in a minute, yeah. But I think I'm coming to my limit, yeah. And so tomorrow, let me strip away all of my sorrow. Now her body goes where I go. Cause she tried to run away. I'm a choker, choker, choker. If she tried to get away, I'm a holder, 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 holder ass down.
She tied up, I'm high as fuck. She held down.
Guest in the room, guess what's going on. I think I'm going to pass out here soon. So I think go a little jump steady. Whitehaven Sanatorium.
Whitehaven Sanatorium. So back in the day when ICP was signed to Jive Records, we used to take many trips back and forth to New York. And we would drive all the time. And it was always, pretty much it was like me, Joe and Joey, and Alex Abbas. Like, and we used to take these business trips out to New York, you know, just to discuss like music videos and stuff like that. So these drives along Highway 80 were pretty boring, especially when you pass through Pennsylvania, because it was all woods and like mountains, and there really wasn't much to see, you know, besides the beauty of nature. So anyway, one of the times when we were coming back from New York, you know, we were passing through the eastern part of Pennsylvania, and we were noticing all these, like, big-ass fucking mountains, you know. They don't look like your traditional mountain, you know, with all rocks and with ice on the top, but they're these huge, like, mountains covered in trees. The only way to correctly describe it is like a gigantic hill, you know what I mean, that went up like crazy high. And so we decided, like, I came up with the idea, like, just to break up the monotony of the drive. Hey, let's climb one of those mountains, you know. And as soon as I said it, everybody was like, all right, hell yeah, let's do it, you know. So I was like, all right, the next big ass fucking mountain we see, we're gonna pull over and climb that bitch. So sure enough, we came around the bend, and there it was. This humongous ass fucking mountain is just going high up into the sky, you know. And this was in the middle of the day, and it just looked awesome, you know. And we were like, all right, fucking Tesla the Ninja, we gotta climb that bitch. So we pulled the car as close to the mountain as we could actually get. And then we got out, we started just cutting through the woods, you know. And it was deep ass woods, and the grade just went straight the fuck up.
Now, the first thing we came across when we were climbing up this mountain was an old crumbling stone wall. You know, and this wall basically went to the left and right as far as we could see and surrounded the apex of this mountain. Okay? So the wall was pretty huge, and it wasn't that tall. It probably stood about 4 feet tall. So we started walking along the wall just to try to find a way to get into it, you know, to get past the wall without having to climb over it. And that's when we seen the sign. And the sign said you could barely read it because it was all like just kind of faded through time. And, you know, and it was like there was all these vines overgrowing on it. So we actually had to clear it a little bit away from the overgrowth just to read it. But it was the Whitehaven Sanatorium. We all started saying, whoa, what the fuck is that? You know what I mean? Like, what the hell is a sanatorium, you know? So we were like, okay, so, you know, it was a little bit of a mystery there. Anyway, we finally found an opening through the wall. We went in and we kept climbing up and further and further and further. I mean, it probably took us about an hour to get through the undergrowth and all that, get to the top. Now, the first thing we noticed was a building. It looked like a huge, ancient, run-down, abandoned facility that had probably about 6 to 8 large, 3-story tall buildings that looked like hospitals. I mean, that's the only way to describe it. Like, but not any hospital that I've ever seen or we've ever seen. It was basically hospitals from like the 1940s or something. They looked very stark, without character, like just straight boxes, you know. They were L-shaped, and they had many, many windows on the sides. And there was like these giant white steps that went up in this kind of grandiose way with these giant pillars on either side of them that you would enter into these buildings. And so we looked around and we realized, I mean, for lack of a better term, it was a ghost town. Like completely abandoned. Altogether, there must have been at least 20 buildings, you know, including like the houses and the giant hospital type buildings. There was an abandoned church in the middle of everything. There was some other buildings that, you know, were completely abandoned, that it was hard to tell what they were. So we started to explore these buildings. Now, the first thing, when we went into one of the hospital buildings, there was just this feeling of foreboding over the whole place. Like, it just had you on edge. Like, everybody was, like, kind of scared as they walked around, the hairs were rising on your arms, you know, and you just felt uncomfortable, like something wasn't quite right here, you know. Even in the, you know, it was broad daylight and everything, and it was just like, still there was this like feeling of dread. Now, exploring through the building, one of the things that I noticed that I think is worth noting is the fact that there was very little graffiti anywhere in the building. It's like, not only was this place abandoned, but nobody went there. You know what I mean? It was like a place that probably the locals realized was like, you know, stay the fuck away from that place. You know, you don't ever want to go there. So anyway, we explored a couple of these buildings, and the unease as we were exploring them intensified. Some of the rooms, there was like, they were filled from floor to ceiling with furniture that was just all thrown in there, like broken chairs and fucking filing cabinets and shit all piled up. And dust was everywhere. Most of the windows were broken. So finally, we got to the roof of one of the hospital buildings. And I looked at my brother, and as we stood on top of the roof, and we could overlook like the whole forest, like we were on top of the mountain, on top of this 3-story tall building, overlooking this like relatively beautiful landscape of just rolling hills and mountains and trees. And whenever me and my brother would get into a situation like this, and Joey, it's something we started when we were little kids, you know, we would yell out, "Ultimate Warrior!" You know, just as a show of like triumphing something, like we beat it, you know what I'm saying? We conquered it, we came, we explored, you know, we beat it. So we all screamed that out at the top of our lungs, you know, and it just echoed through the hills. And as soon as we did that, we noticed all of a sudden these hunters came out of the trees, like, you know what I mean, like real far away, like hundreds of yards, but they came out of the trees with their rifles and they were kind of looking up at us, and we were like, oh shit, you know, we probably ruined it for them, you know, spooked all their game or whatever. We were like, let's get the fuck out of here, you know. We all got all amped up and shit, and we started like running through the building, and you know, we wanted to get out of there before we got killed by some hunter, like Deliverance style or something. So we fucking just kept running, and we ran down the side of the hill, and you know, and basically we made our escape. So anyway, like we went back home, and I started to do research on the Whitehaven Sanatorium. Now what I came up with researching it on the internet is that it was basically built in 1901. And from 1901 to 1956, it served as a sanatorium. And basically what a sanatorium is a place for patients with tuberculosis to go to isolate them. And for most of them, they would die there. Tuberculosis was like it's basically a disease that attacks the lungs. And it's easily spread through like coughing and sneezing and stuff like that. So when somebody caught the disease, they were sent to a sanatorium to basically stay until they eventually were cured. You know, they stopped having the signs and symptoms of it, or they died. So throughout the course of its history, over 25,000 people actually went there and were isolated there, half of which died. So you think about that, how many thousands of people died right on that spot. So it occurred to me that this place is a spiritual haunting ground. You know, all the ghosts, all the people that died horrible, slow deaths right on that spot. That's where they would end their lives. And some of them, it took years. They suffered for years before they died. So it really started to dawn upon me why this place had such a dreadful a feeling, like why it was so intense. Now, after 1956, the place was turned into an insane asylum. Okay, now back in those days, an insane asylum, the prevailing methods of treatment, they emphasized segregation from society, physical containment in padded cells, restraint, and shock therapy. Basically, all the horrors that you hear about insane asylums back in the day, this is where this shit took place, on the same fucking grounds. It's almost like the ground itself was tainted with this evil. Throughout the course of its whole history, anything that's ever been done there has all been revolving around death, suffering.
And we're back. What's going on, Ghetto?
Don't stop the story in account of me.
Well, by the time it ended, it would have been 1 o'clock already. So yeah. Got one guest in the room. Guest, I don't know who you are.
Oh, isn't that just wonderful?
The crazy bitch isn't here. She's apparently busy with being drunk. Yeah. She wasn't coming on account of she didn't want to talk, and the fact that, you know, she was drunk.
People don't want to talk when they're drunk. There's a new one.
Yeah, apparently they don't want to listen to music when, you know, they're drunk either.
Usually people are drunk, man. Perfect time to be talking stupid shit.
Well, usually, yeah. But I guess not in this case. I guess if you got a guest room, I just don't know who the guest is. Maybe it's Head Pot.
Name's who?
Head Pop.
Head pop.
Pot. P-O-T.
The fuck?
I don't know. Oh, I know it was, ended up liking my status up in JFC, then, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, so I checked out, Expendables 3. It's actually not a bad movie. It's actually better than the first two.
I didn't watch either of those either.
Well, mainly because of the fact it's got the Wesley Snipes is in this one. Some hot blonde chick.
You know, just because there's a hot girl in a movie doesn't mean the movie's going to be good.
No, but...
I learned that today.
Yeah, what movie did you watch that had a hot chick in it?
Under the Skin with Scarlett Johansson.
Ah, yeah. I saw your stats about that.
Yeah, the movie had nothing to do with anything.
The movies you watch have nothing to do with anything at all.
What the hell are you talking about?
Let's see. Gravity.
Hey, man. That won awards and shit, and I was actually in theaters. You'd expect it to be a good movie.
Yeah, exactly. What did it have? Okay, and what? Did it have anything to do with anything? Or...
What's her face? What the hell's her name? Sandra Bullock floating in space is what the point of the movie was.
That explains why the chicken Expendable 3 is hot. It's fucking Ronda Rousey. Fucking sexy. And she kicks ass. And she'll be in Fast and Furious 7. And possibly, Expendables 4.
Oh, God.
They have, Pierce Brosnan in it. As James Bond. And also, it'll have Hulk Hogan.
Of course it will.
Let's see. But yeah. I think it's funny how Expendables 3 isn't even out in theaters yet, but yet that site that you gave me already has it up on there.
You sure it was the third one?
Yeah, it's the third one.
Sure, was it just something labeled the third one, but really the second one?
Well, the second one didn't have Ronda Rousey in it, and didn't have Wesley Snipes in it. This one does. And it has Harrison Ford in it. And Antonio Banderas. Which is funny because of the fact, in the fucking movie, Sylvester Stallone fucking shot him down from joining the team because of the fact he said that he was too old.
Man, they're all too old.
but for them to say no, he can't join the team because of the fact he's too old. And of course, Terry Crews dies in the movie.
Yeah, but he ain't older.
No, he ain't old. But the fact that, you know, they had him mostly in the fucking hospital.
In the hospital? Doing what?
Fucking laying in the bed unconscious in a coma.
Okay, then.
Yeah, he was in, like, the first part of the movie, and then, you know, throughout most of the movie, he was in a fucking coma. Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely pretty, it's definitely good, though. You might like it.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
Come on, man. It's got Jason Statham in it. It's got Jet Li, Wesley Snipes, Dolph Lundgren, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, all the people in the movie where their careers are going nowhere else.
Pretty much.
Just like that Red movie. There was two of those with a whole bunch of old people in it.
I haven't even seen that yet.
My guess is the movies are similar.
Yeah, Expendables 3 was the last movie Jet Li was in. Antonio Banderas is getting old. I think a lot of them should retire, but I mean, I don't know. So, how'd you feel about the goat having his fucking house fucking burglarized?
I don't know. I didn't read most of that story.
Yeah, apparently he caught one of the guys and put him in a fucking headlock or something like that.
Yeah, really? You really thought you were going to get away from a wrestler?
Yeah, seriously.
Throw him in a submission hold until the cops came.
Yeah, right. Except, you know, the second guy got away.
Did they get away with anything?
I don't know. I mean, the one dude in jail already. So probably
they're
not.
They're probably looking to steal Bree.
Except Bree was with Daniel. She went to go pick him up from the airport.
I'm just saying, they were probably looking to steal her.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind stealing her. I mean, yeah,
as we're Nikki, man, she just keeps doing things to herself and making herself uglier.
Yeah, like putting pimples on her face.
Like, I swear, man, she keeps getting, like, all these surgeries and shit, man. She keeps getting uglier and uglier.
Yeah, I think she is.
I mean, implants is one thing, but goddamn, man, what else are you doing?
I don't think they know what the fuck they're doing with that shit. maybe, I don't know, maybe the McMahon set it up so that, you know, so that way Stephanie can get back at Brie.
What?
You know, the whole, like the burglary and shit.
Really? You think it was a WWE thing?
Maybe they, I don't know, maybe they were trying to set it up to where, fucking, they steal their dog.
What? It's like when Triple H showed up at their house, the McMahon house. Or was that? Or was that Orton's house? Somebody's house.
That was Orton's house.
So yeah, all the McMahons have been arrested on TV.
Yeah. I wonder how they feel about that.
I just want to know why, whenever that segment went on, she was allowed to say bitch, but then after that, it was all censored.
Yeah, right? Damn it.
It's like we know what she said. What the hell?
Yeah, so why fucking censor her for?
We heard it loud and clear. Then we come back from a commercial break, replay it, censored.
All right, what the fuck was that bullshit? I mean, come on, like you said, you know, we know what was said. I mean, you know, we heard her call her a bitch, you know, without the mic. But the minute, you know, it's and of course on the mic. And
what the hell was up? What the hell was up with those people in the front row, though, man? They were all scared and shit.
I don't know.
They're like, oh my god, what's going on?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell was up with that. That was just retarded. And of course, fucking on SmackDown, that was goddamn.
Did you enjoy that 2 second match with Paige and Naomi?
Oh yeah. Oh, I loved it.
Ding ding ding. Music hits. Move. Done.
What was that?
I think it's funny that she skips around like AJ though.
And then, of course, you had that fucking bullshit with the fucking Miz and his parents.
Who's your favorite superstar? Roman Reigns. The fuck is wrong with you? He's worse than the Miz.
Oh, but it's even funny how fucking, like, even Cole was fucking talking shit about the fucking, like, the whole interview with, like, his parents and shit.
He was like, that seemed planned.
Yeah, because it probably was.
It's because his mother doesn't seem to want to sell what the hell he's doing. As where whenever his dad does some shit, he does some crazy shit.
Yeah, right. And getting his ass knocked out. And getting attacked.
That's why he didn't talk to him.
And of course you had the Miz and Bo Dallas helping each other out.
Yeah, what the fuck is that? Put the two gayest guys together.
Yeah, seriously. You really need that? Oh.
Dolph Ziggler must be really pissed. He has to lose the Bo Dallas now.
Yeah, some of the fact I tried to explain to Venom Stay Dripping that she should probably stop using that piff. And she goes, cool, thanks.
Well, that's a great conversation.
And well, not because you know, like I ended up downloading the mistakes, you know, through your page, you know, since I don't know, Watch was in my
through my page. I didn't even go download it.
Yeah, but and I'm like, I thought the mistakes dope, but you know, but you might want to find a different place to upload besides that bit because I got all the tracks except for track 3. Because of the fact, when I downloaded it, it says, missing tracks. And you go to it, it's track number 3 is missing.
And whose track is that?
That's her track.
Well, it usually tells you whose track it really is.
Because
they ended up mixtape.
Yeah.
Probably rap it on somebody else's beat.
Yeah, I think she is.
And Dad Piff likes to tell you that.
45 on it. That's why. It's the instrumental for I Got 5 on it.
Well, there you go.
Nope. Yep. I got all the tracks except for that one. And I tried telling her that, and she goes, cool, thanks. And I'm trying to explain to her, she should probably try someplace else. I'm, you know, not going to give her copyright bullshit. Whatever. God damn it, this dude's pothead like plugging, not like the Steelers.
Oh.
I mean, head pot. I called him pothead. Same difference.
Head pot. Pothead. The fuck?
Oh god, he's even a fan of fucking Hobson.
Yay.
Oh look, even more shitty artists. Future, 2 Chainz, Waka Flocka, Cash Money.
Man, this damn chick posted up a song by 2 Chainz, and a damn song, he's trying to rap like fucking Juvenile. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the way he was trying to rap that song, it was sounding like back that ass up. I was like, the fuck is this?
Did you comment on saying that this sucks?
Pretty much. Pretty much anything that she's posted up lately, I commented on it. Like, posted up a Rick Ross song, and I posted up that picture. Rick Ross be rapping about cars he can't even fit in.
You know, that is a challenge for him. A challenge for Rick Ross. Try and fit into a Mini Cooper.
He'd probably try to eat that motherfucker. Oh!
Yeah, well, yeah, one fucking bite. Let's see what else this motherfucker head pot likes. Cause, you know,
so did you know Did you know that we are older than Iggy Azalea?
I did not know that.
Yeah. She's only 24.
God damn. Like, I could have sworn that she was, like, our age or something like that.
So let's hope she shapes up with this music career. Because right now it sucks.
Yeah, pretty much. That's horrible fucking music.
I think she was better off on her own.
Probably. Ah, fuck, this dude like Soulja Boy and Teo Cruz.
Whatever happened to that guy? He made like one song.
I don't know. But, Ed Pot, you were not being tagged in our JR fucking pick.
So does he listen to anything we listen to?
Like F9, even though he was wrong. Shaggy Two Dope, ICP, Boondocks, Sick Puppies, Rob Zombie, Trap, Dayton Family, Kung Fu, Game. Strange. He's got some good artists that he listens to, but the rest of them all just suck ass. Fuck's sake. He listens to fucking... Dude, this is listening to everything. Including country, like fucking Toby Keith and The Lion King.
Say The Lion King?
Yes, on his fucking legs it says The Lion King album.
And,
let's see, he also likes Brother Kill. We do not. Oh, look, he's even a fan of Soulja Boy in Brazil.
That's probably where he's hiding out at.
They need to keep him.
Since he killed his career, he had... Hunting down in Brazil now.
Yep. Maybe if we get lucky, maybe the fucking cartel will kill him.
Well, if they don't, people in the army will.
That's true. Sorry, Head Pop, but you are not being, you're not allowed to tag yourself.
And where did this guy come from?
AFC.
Of course. Nothing in there is good.
Yeah. I fucking posted up the Joe Blue Ride Radio is coming from promo and he wants to tag himself into it. Ignore.
People want to be tagged in it. For what reason?
Yeah, like you're not even tuning the fuck in.
Like maybe if you were going to come in during the show, that'd be fine. But what the hell do you just want to be tagged in it for?
Yeah, seriously.
Nobody's going to say anything to you.
Hell no, I know I'm not. I mean, you know, I'll probably get a better taste in fucking music.
No, I mean, like, anybody's ever going to comment on the post?
True. I don't know why the fuck.
So where was Dickhead tonight?
Man, it's Saturday. It's, you know, it's anime night. Oh, of course he's not.
I think it's pretty funny that whenever I was bitching about some about him deleting my shit, and then he sat there, and then he first he cried about how I reported his memes. I was like, you're still crying about that? And then he went on to say, I ain't got time for this. But okay, he doesn't have time for that, but he spends all day fighting with pedophiles. You got plenty of time to see what little girls are doing with older men, but you ain't got time for this.
Yeah. That's funny because of the fact, you know, he came to me last night, too, looking as well.
Came to you for what?
Let's see. Goes, talk to G. I'm not going to be taking his BS on the reel. I want to what best for JR, what best for Biz. I think he meant to say he should never had report my memes. I got days, so I took his stuff down. Now he making a big deal, but the one that got me days talked to you. But he the one who got me days talked to your boy. Okay, first of all, why don't you just talk to that ghetto about it instead of coming to me about it?
Yeah, remember all those posts that you make in your group. If you got a problem with the person, go to them.
And, you know...
Remember that rule?
And, you know... And,
so wait, and, hold on. He actually got banned for that? How long is he banned for?
Like a couple days.
Fuck you, Angel. I told you don't post no fucking memes, man. Listen next time.
Yeah, it's like... I don't know, but... And the other family also, he was also in a bad... He got up in a bad mood yesterday, too.
I love that he ran to you, though. Wow.
And he goes, but hear me out. And he goes, hear me out. I do not want no B for G. I want what best for Biz. So talk, and I even told him, talk to you, you know, and, you know, maybe you two can compromise on something. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, we compromised on something. I unfriended him the other day.
I mean, it's like, the fuck?
Wow.
And then, of course, I told him, we all want what's best for business, Triple H.
I thought it was funny, though, that I called him out saying that he was deleting my shit, and then all the people on the post were like, how do you know it's him? And then, look, he comes to you, and he tells you who it was him.
Oh, man.
I guess people think I'm retarded or something. Too many drugs. Things just magically disappear on their own.
And then, of course, you know, he spent most of the day ignoring Kim as well.
What the hell did Kim do to him?
I don't know.
Okay.
I was like, I mean, like, the fuck?
I don't know. He wants everybody to go to people with their problems. He can't even do it.
Yeah, seriously, like, you know, I even told him, just go talk, you know, go talk to the ghetto. You know, you two can work it on talk it out. Instead of getting me in the middle of it, because it has nothing to do with me.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with you. You didn't delete my shit.
Oh. Come on, I'm not even an admin in there. So how the fuck would I do it?
I'm just saying, like, anywhere. You've never deleted my shit.
I mean, come on. There's been a few times, like, you know, where he's posted memories on my post. You know, like, off of JFC. And just to fuck around with him, I would, you know, delete his memories.
He wouldn't be having an issue right now if he would have just listened.
I mean, Angel, you're a dope dude. You're fun to fuck with. You know, but it's like...
So which one do you think did him in? The spam report? The hacked report? Or the fake profile?
I don't know.
Three times.
I mean, for fuck's sake, man. When he posted the fucking Jabba the Hutt meme, I reported that shit as porn.
As porn.
Well, yeah, he didn't say nothing to me about it.
Although I thought it was funny because the one report, I sent him a message along with it.
Yeah, like, so he
knew that I was reporting him.
Kim posted with Sarah saying, "In the future, what do you see me as? 1, stripper; 2, model; 3, dancer; 4, singer; 5, lawyer; 6, doctor; 7, drug dealer; 8, therapist; 9, hairstylist; and 10, rapist."
Rapist.
I would say 7 and 10. A drug dealing rapist.
Not so much a drug dealer.
Yeah, probably not. Let's see. Definitely not a lawyer. Definitely not a doctor. Definitely not a stripper.
Yeah, no.
That's just a definite no.
Man, even most of the strippers that Wolfpack has nowadays are fucking gross.
Very true.
They got, like, one decent-looking one.
Oh, look. They're remaking King Kong.
Oh, for fuck's sake. You ever feel like you're going backwards?
Yes. Especially the fact they're doing a fucking second Godzilla. Again.
No! Come on!
Gareth Edwards confirmed Godzilla 2.
No, I didn't watch the last one.
I don't want to watch the last one.
It's like we're getting older, but the movies are, you know, going back in time.
Yeah, right? Like, God damn it.
We're back to the future right now.
Oh, bud. God damn, I'm so tired of fucking seeing all the remakes.
Just wish somebody would make a new movie.
Yeah. One that not fucking,
One we didn't see, like, 15 times.
Yeah. The one that's got the same fucking plot plot twist day in and day out. Like fucking Paranormal Activity.
They made all these sequels
to it, and they're all the same fucking plot, and they're all the same twist as the first one. It never changes.
It's like that terrible movie I watched earlier. It should have just been a porno.
Man, that probably would have been better.
It really would have. It would have saved a lot of time.
Oh, man.
I mean, there was just a bunch of random scenes, you know, people getting naked and whatnot. And then falling in the water. I really have no idea what the hell it was about at all. But at least you got to see her naked, though.
I don't know what the fuck they're thinking without half that shit.
That explains why that movie went straight to DVD, I'm guessing.
And more than likely.
Because that definitely was not in the theater.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah, it's a very good thing for them. It would have bombed.
Yeah, it would have. If Jessica Negri has anything in her fucking wish list. Yep, nope.
Maybe another butt plug.
And that would probably be funny. You know, I should probably get her that for her fucking birthday.
She already has one.
Well, she can have another one.
Send her, like, some anal beads.
Let's see here. Wholesale supersonic figure.
Or get her some nipple tassels.
Man, it'd be awesome. She just fucking wore those on the fucking, like, for fucking Mail Monday.
Yeah, see, that's what I want to happen when you buy her something that you put it on. But you failed in that mission. You became the Instagram photo that everybody hated.
Well, most people hated it. I think she fucking loved them, I think.
Well, she loved them, but I'm just saying, like, you know, instead of it being in the video, you were just a photo.
Yeah, that was a fail. Big time. Oh, I don't want to go to work tomorrow. News is I'll be off on Monday. But there's no show on Wednesday. Yeah, but I got work on Thursday morning. I'm gonna go pass out for work. We'll be back tomorrow.
All right, bye.